there are a number of myths about people who are blind. Some people might look at it as a disability, even those going through it. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, one organization in the state is trying to change that perception.
Hot or cold doesn't matter, does it?
Tina Cox is standing in what's called a personal management lab. It looks kind of like an apartment. There's a kitchen area, bedroom, and a laundry room. But to understand what Cox is doing in this lab, we have to go back a few years.
So in 2014, I found out I had cervical cancer and I had to have a hysterectomy and I had it inverted, which caused my blood vessels to burst and have strokes. So I lost most of my vision in my left eye and my peripheral in my right eye. I was staying with my mom after my surgery and I relied on everyone for everything, and of course you feel like that, you know, your world is over.
People who are blind can experience depression and difficulty finding opportunities to live a normal life, but Cox eventually decided that's not an option for her.
Finally, I just decided, no, it's not. I have children, I have grandchildren, and I have me, and I've got to go. And so now I'm just nonstop.
A few months ago, Cox came to Bosma Enterprises, a nonprofit organization just north of Indianapolis. It's one of about 90 national industries for the blind agencies across the country. They're all different, but in Indiana, Bosma offers training and employment opportunities. Cox is going through extensive programs where she's basically relearning skills to live an independent life, like walking on unknown trails or busy streets. And Vice President of Program Services, James Michaels, who's also blind, says it's like school.
They're here every day. They're learning how to travel without sight. They're learning how to cook a meal without sight. They're learning how to take their medications.
So we're going to have a lesson using the locking lid.
So now, in the personal management lab, for example, Cox is learning techniques for cooking without being able to completely see. Right now, her and her instructor are making pasta.
Yeah, it does.
At any given time, Bosma has 13 to 15 clients going through the center-based program. They learn a wide range of skills.
I've learned Braille. I've learned cooking techniques so that I don't burn myself. I've learned how to manual skills, which is things around the home, so I can change out a doorknob now if I get a bad doorknob at home.
According to the National Eye Institute, between 2010 and 2050, common eye diseases are expected to double, which means more and more people could experience vision loss. And nationally, around 70% of blind people are unemployed. Bosma helps people find jobs in the community, but it's also the largest employer of blind people in the state. More than half of Bosma's employees are visually impaired and at all different levels of the company, from packaging exam gloves for VA hospitals to executive leadership roles, like the one Lisa Pace is in. Pace has vision loss, but worked her way up in the company from a volunteer to the director of marketing in just 8 years.
I have been told that when I came here and I started volunteering, that I dressed in dark colors, that my head was always down, and that it has really been like seeing a butterfly go from a cocoon into being a butterfly.
Overall, Michael says Bosma's mission is creating opportunities and helping people gain that confidence, whether they're trying to find employment or are going through the training center. And Cox says the resources at Bosma helped her feel like herself again. She says it's a new lifestyle, but she's only looking forward.
You know, a lot of people don't even really know that I have a vision impairment, or, you know, that I'm partially blind, because I just hang on to someone's arm or hold someone's hand. And now it's like, don't touch me, I got my cane.
For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.